Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
I think most of us as moms and dads have coached our kids something like this. We tell them what to say. All right, now, honey, say please, or make sure you say thank you, or look him in the eye and say, nice to meet you, shake his hand. Teaching our kids manners is important, but as they get older, we've got to allow our kids, especially our sons, to speak up for themselves. Otherwise, it's going to be really, really hard in life. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and Dr. Meg Meeker spoke from personal experience about letting go a little bit and backing off when the urge strikes to turn into that helicopter mom. Here she is talking about that with Focus President Jim Daly and me.
These kids come in, you're a pediatrician. They sit on your table, you talk to them for a little bit. Mom may be in the room, maybe not in the room. You're discerning, we got an attachment problem. How do you go about that advice to say, Mom, as your doctor, may I say, and how do you fill in that blank?
Well, I do that really fairly often because a helicopter mom will do this. She'll have a child in the room, maybe a child who's 13, and I'll ask the child a question, and I look at the child, and mom answers everything.
Yeah.
And I deliberately look at the child and not her. And if mom keeps answering, I gently turn to her and say, ma'am, I need you to stay quiet because I need to hear from your son or daughter. Ouch. That's okay. She'll get mad. And then gently over time, I say, it's really important for him to think his thoughts, for him to express himself. And the only way he can do that is if you pull back a little bit.
In fact, another provocative statement is right here, where you encourage moms to give their sons an axe. Now, it's metaphorical. Don't panic, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was literal.
Yeah, right. At first, when I read that in the book, I was like, what? And then you have to just read the next paragraph. But describe that metaphorical axe, what you're talking about, because it fits right in here.
Yeah. Well, and I purposely use the term axe because cutting wood is typically something a man does and a woman doesn't do. And I know that's a very sexist thing to do. But what I'm saying is allow your son to develop his masculine skills and show him that he can do many things, not that he can't do many things. And that's a really important transition for a mom to make, is to speak to her son as though he can do this, and he can do his own homework, and he can do his laundry, and he can figure out how to interview for a job, and he can join the military and be okay. And to really empower our sons, because again, it's non-intuitive for a mother to give her son an axe and say, you can go out into the world, the woods, and cut down your own trees, do your own interviews without me coaching you, and get your own job and negotiate your own salary without me teaching you how to do that.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking of a mom giving her son an axe. Go cut your own tree. But hey, remember, make sure you're far enough from the tree. Yeah. Make sure you don't hit your foot.
Wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet. Definitely a good bicycle helmet would do.
Well, I will tell you, one of the most unnerving moments in my life was when my husband took our son out and was teaching him how to use a chainsaw.
Perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. Now, it's okay for my husband to use a chainsaw, not my 16-year-old
son.
Okay,
I was going to ask, 16?
That's pretty
really?
Good. That's
that,
okay.
That felt too young to you? Okay.
John, I'm in the book. Okay, I write from experience. I really do, because that's hard for a mom, because we don't want our boys to get hurt.
Yeah.
And we don't want a chainsaw to hurt them, and we absolutely will not allow a girl to hurt him.
Hmm.
We will go after her. And I've had to talk to some mothers about not posting things on their kids' Facebook, because mothers will go on a son's Facebook page and let it rip at a girlfriend.
Oh my goodness.
Don't do that.
Good advice right there.
All right, I gave Dr. Meeker a little bit of a hard time there in the clip about the chainsaw, but she sure gave a great response. And Danny, apparently some moms really want to jump into the battle when a girl is hurting their son on social media or something like that. I mean, how can a mom resist that urge? And as dads, why don't we have the same kind of protective desires?
Really, John, it's the fact that we need to teach our sons how to communicate, how to advocate, how to stand up for themselves. And as dads, I really feel that we get that piece because it's so important to us as dads, as we get older, to be able to have a voice, to speak. And sometimes it is harder for us as men to communicate what we're thinking, what we're wanting, and especially when it comes to relational type of things. Mm-hmm. And in this case, when moms chime in, and you were mentioning earlier the thank yous and the please and trying to have our kids do the right thing with, again, that heart of wanting our kids to do well, then they end up lacking ownership of that communication. Do they know what thank you means? Do they know what please means? And help them, and we've talked about this before, John, help them make observations, right, of what's happening. Somebody has given you something. It's good for a young man to become observant of what's around them.
Yeah.
And then to have the appropriate response to that. So then you can ask, so what would be a great response to this?
Mm-hmm.
Someone just gave you something. What would be a good response? And you could problem solve that away from everyone and just help them learn that at a young age. As they become teenagers, you can say, hey, you know what? I observed this.
Yeah.
Just a recommendation if you're going to have relationships, this may be a good idea.
A solution forward kind of thinking,
yeah,
to say, I'm not here to run your life. I'm just saying this is how it might be interpreted. If you react that way, you might try something different.
And you really want to do it away from everyone else.
Yes.
Because what happens,
you
get a male, young teenage boy that just shuts down on you. It's going, okay, here's mom. She's going to criticize me again. I just can't do things right. And then they just shut down. And that's not what you want.
Yeah, one of our kids got not really shamed, but singled out in a Sunday school class about fourth grade. And that kid did not accept it well. And they ran. I mean, they just literally fled the classroom.
Mm.
And it was unfortunate because it was a substitute teacher. And it's like, oh, too bad. Because that boy in particular was very sensitive, and we just have to be careful we don't step on their air hose,
yeah,
and totally cut them off.
And for boys, be patient. You know,
yeah,
they're going to get it, right? They're going to get it. So you're teaching them, and just know it's going to take them a while to learn how to advocate and communicate.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Meg Meeker has a book that you might have heard us talking about here in the last couple of days on this subject called Strong Mothers, Strong Sons. Some great wisdom to raise your son with, and we'll send a copy as our thank you gift when you make a generous donation of any amount to Focus on the Family today.
And John, we also have an excellent online resource, and that's Recognizing Your Son's Need for Respect video series.
Okay.
And parents can find that in the show notes.
All right. You can also call us if you have any questions. All the details are, as Danny said, in the show notes. Well, next time, more from Dr. Meeker, who has a great solution when helicopter moms start hovering. On behalf of Danny and the team, thanks so much for joining us today for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.